Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And regarding this public hearing, we had a deferral a few weeks ago. I have a motion, and this motion states, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1924 for Colony Pool Service for a public utility, more specifically an above-ground storage tank, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, them being this application is for a chlorine storage tank to be located within the existing Sussex Shores Water Company compound on Route 1 near Bethany Beach. The storage of this product will allow the Colony Pool Service to better and more efficiently serve its clients in Sussex County, as well as the Sussex Shores Water Company. Colony Pool Service currently has a similar tank in the Wilmington, Delaware area that is its only source of the chlorine product, which requires it to be trucked from Wilmington to sites throughout Sussex County. Locating a tank within Sussex County will eliminate excessive trips to and from Wilmington carrying the material to customers in Sussex County. The use of the tank will only be seasonal, as stated by the applicant. The proposed use is consistent with the existing utility use of the Sussex Shores Water Company for that property. This property is located in the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone and is near the coast, where it will be susceptible to high wind, hurricanes, etc., and is in close proximity to residences. As a result, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions, them being the following: A, the use shall be limited to the proposed 6,250-gallon vertical tank as stated during the applicant's presentation within the Sussex Shores Water Company water plant compound. B, in the event that the conditional use that is issued to Sussex Shores Water Company shall terminate, this conditional use shall also automatically terminate. C, as stated by the applicant, the use shall be seasonal from April 15 through October 15. As D, as further stated by the applicant, deliveries to and from the storage tank shall be limited to Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. E, the tank area shall be enclosed with fencing, and the fencing shall contain a sign with notification information in the event of a leak or other damage to the tank. The notification shall include a 911 reference and phone number for the owner and for Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control. Such a sign shall also be installed at the entrance to the Sussex Shores Water Facility. F, prior to the issuance of the final site plan approval, the applicant shall provide the Office of Planning and Zoning with confirmation that it has notified the state fire marshal of the intended use and the chemical that will be stored on site. G, the applicant shall comply with any and all federal, state, and county regulatory agencies having authority and jurisdiction over the proposed use. In addition, the applicant shall comply with all applicable Sussex County building code requirements for construction of this structure in a coastal high wind area. And finally, H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1924, Colony Pool Service, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.